Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is Matthew Embry Bradshaw. Had our nation not be ruled by corruption and every single state have unconstitutional laws, I would have been on every ballot. And you would have had the opportunity to have me your president right now. But, you know, since it is the way it is and states require hundreds of thousands of signatures and tens of thousands of dollars, for your regular American who's trying to represent you to make sure you have a voice, that's an impossibility. But nothing is impossible with God. And today, I am simply giving a message to Governor Greg Abbott of Texas. I have an immigration policy. You can listen to it. And I want to show you and let everyone in the world know how I would apply my immigration policy to the circumstance at the border. Number one, I am for immigration. Immigrants make a strong nation. I am for people coming to a beacon of hope. And I am for that beacon of hope actually being a beacon of hope. All right, so I am also against illegal immigration. But what I want to do with my immigration policy is just make it so easy to become an immigrant citizen with a 7-year path to citizenship. I'm going to throw a couple different episodes in here to be clear how it affects everybody. The immigrants come into our nation. We take every scan we can take, okay? Fingerprints, take a blood sample, eye scan, so we know who these people are. Okay, this is why we can let them in so quickly, because we're taking everything to identify them. Then we're giving them legality, which means I can give them an ID and they can go get a job and no one can undercut them for pay. So everybody who's complaining that the immigrants are taking our jobs, these immigrants can get regular jobs that you can get. So there's not going to be any reason for people to undercut them and pay them less, because they'll work for less because they don't have as many comforts that we have chose to, you know, keep for ourselves and maintain. And they just need to take care of surviving. So yeah, they're willing to work for less. But I'm saying let's let them work for more. And all you Americans who are out there saying, well, we would work, but they took our jobs. So now we're going to just let them take the jobs that Americans aren't taking, that could be taken, and they can just have immigrant status. And the great thing about this is, yes, I'm going to give everybody within our borders in any time that they ask the proper medical help. But the Bible says that you tax strangers, not your family. So in this case, in a government standpoint, I'm going to take that to tax strangers, tax immigrants, tax tourists, tax visitors, not your citizens. So the immigrant citizen is going to be paid whatever the... Because under my tax plan, of course, you have to go back and listen to my taxes. The average citizen, the regular American citizen, is going to pay a certain tax. Okay? And I even want to have a 50% reduction for native-born citizens. Just because you was born here. You're an American, you're just an American. This is your country. You were born here. I want to protect you by giving you less oppression in the taxes and letting those who said, I want to come here and become immigrants, as I'm saying now, when they come here, right away they become an immigrant status, immigrant citizen. They know that when they go to get a job, they have an American ID, an American immigrant social security number, okay, an immigrant identification certificate instead of a birth certificate, so that they can go get a job, they can go to school, they can do whatever regular human beings want to do, you know, pursue life, liberty, and happiness, okay? So everyone wants to do that. God, this is God's world. The people who rule the nations are held accountable for how they treat the citizens and the strangers and the people who come into their borders. So listen to me as I'm looking at this as a standpoint of how I would be dealing with this as a president, not a citizen with an opinion. Okay, this is my opinion, but it's more than my opinion. This is what I'd be doing. Okay, so Governor Abbott, what I would be doing is I'd be saying, hey, everybody in America, every businessman, every laborer, every craftsman who wants to help build a wall, out of your own massed up accumulated resources, out of your own companies, get your boards together and donate $1 million worth of steel. You understand? And build the wall the way I've talked about building it before. I love the straight walls going straight up down. I think that's a great backdrop for what I would like to build. But I don't want to put a burden on the people of America. Because first of all, we have a spiritual fight that is not being fought, especially from the leadership of this country. It is not being fought in the high places. You know, we're talking spirits that control addiction, that control lust. So there's high perversion, molestation, sex crimes, people stolen. Okay, then you have areas where there's just alcoholism and drugs and just depravity, addiction. You know, you've got Moloch, you've got Astaroth, chief rulers over America, and then a million other demons. So we're not even fighting the war the way we should be, okay? But what I'm getting at is because I, as president, will be putting together people, an army of people to fight with me. Because you're already out there. You just don't know that you would have a man ask you to fight with me yet. But when I'm president, I'll be calling on you to fast. I'll be calling on you to pray. I'll be calling on you to hit your knees. Humble yourself. Cry out to God so that he will heal this nation. Because God promises that he would do that. Let's get back to the Governor Abbott, what I'm trying to get at. I would be for allowing immigrants across our border, taking every biometric scan that we can. Some people say that's an invasion of privacy. Well, I say, well, that's the trade-off for coming into America quickly so that you can have the opportunity to succeed in the American dream, the American way. And what we promote is work hard and you'll make it. In God we trust. So we do things biblically. Supposed to. If we did, we wouldn't have so much trouble in this nation. So they come over. They're identified. They have immigrant status. They have 7 years. If they don't do anything to be deported, even if they're in jail, if they haven't done a deportable crime, which is equal to treason, okay, during this time, you have to do a treasonous crime to be deported. Otherwise, you just pay your penalty like a normal citizen. So if your normal citizen penalty is 15 years in jail and you just got here and you spend 15 years in jail, when you get out, you're a citizen. I mean, you served your time. If it wasn't worth deporting you, you're a citizen. You served your time. That's the American way. You did a crime now. You come out. Maybe the system, the American way, has transformed you into not being a criminal no more. First of all, I'm not for all that anyways, but I haven't even done a podcast about that, but term lengths that people can serve in prison. Some of them are just ridiculous. I mean, come on. It's become a business. Everybody knows it. Prisons are a business. They're done for profit. Legislation is put in that degree to put people in jail to ensure that they have X amount of people making money. Okay. I'm for righteous judgment. The Bible says don't judge by appearance, judge righteous judgment, which means if you don't know the facts, you can't make a righteous judgment, so you better not. Anyways, back to the wall. The wall that they have is that Governor Abbott talks about, sir, if you're listening. Is, you know, a razor wire fence. You know, the wall that Trump was building with these big giant steel beams. Like, I love that. That's great. And I want to go one step further, and I'm going to reiterate what I said in another podcast. I want to collect all the unsalvageable scrap cars. And like I've said before, anything with Americana historic value, beautiful bodies, just, you know, rare classic vehicles, the government will pay double the scrap minimum for that if it's just sitting in your yard. If you're a collector and it's been kept in good condition and it's definitely redoable, you know, we'll pay you a little bit more. And I've talked about that. I want to bring those back. All over America, they're hiding in the woods. They're hiding in barns. So I want to put some money into the economy for every single scrap guy out there that's been waiting for the day where metal is as high as it's going to be right now. Okay? And I would give you double the scrap and give you the money, pay you to haul it to the Texas border and stack it up against this wall and pour concrete, infrastructure. We'll do it nice. Obviously, we're not just going to pour stuff on there like a bunch of paper mache. But you get my drift. We have got a bunch of steel. We impregnate that steel with everything that I talked about before. We can run that by engineers, whatever. My point is, let's build a wall big and let's do it. But I'm not willing to do it on the back of the poor person. I'm willing to do it for all you rich guys out there that run the country, run the businesses, run these huge conglomerates, run huge construction companies, steel companies, oil companies. You pull out of your millions and billions. You do it. And I'll stand with you. I'll help you. I'll bring volunteer National Guard from all over states, every single state, whether their governor is with you or not, Governor Abbott. I will say, hey, federally, I'm calling volunteers. Everyone from every state who wants to go to the border. We're not here to kill people. We're here to deter people from stopping, from crossing, and if they do cross, detain them and take them back across the border. And honestly, I'd be demanding that the president of Mexico work with me on this and that he would put detainment facilities on his side. You know, actually, I mean, here's the thing. If I was president and we had my immigration policy in this, we wouldn't have this problem. People would not have to pay cartels to come across. Because we would just let you in because we know who you are now. Even if we didn't know who you are when you came across, even if you came from a country that has no records of your birth, and you can't prove who you are, but we also can't scan you and prove that you're a criminal, that you're wanted, that you're on these lists, that everybody's afraid of, that these rapists and murderers are coming over that are on these lists. Okay, obviously they are. Gotcha. Let's stop them. My way of doing it, it goes along with that. Okay? We have 28 ports of entry, according to Governor Abbott, if I heard him right, 20-something ports of entry across Texas, which is 60% of our border, I'm assuming southern border, that he claims to cover. 28, that's it? 60% of our border, and we don't even have 60? So my point is, my immigration policy is bring more people in, but not unaware. You know, he said, I got no problem with people coming over them bridges. Well, I'm just saying, let's build 500 bridges. That's what I'm saying. Let's create citizens, immigrant citizens, that when they get a job, they're taxed double. They get the same citizen benefits that I've described in my other campaign podcasts. Things that God said to take care of people. He said, take care of those who can't take care of themselves, period. Now, that extrapolates out to healthcare. That extrapolates to feeding them, to making sure they're not homeless, cold, frozen to death. Like, that extrapolates. And you can go to the Bible to find that out. I'm not here to preach the Bible today. I'm just telling you where I stand. I hold myself accountable to God and nobody else. You see? So by you electing me, you know that he's not holding himself even to account to the American people. Because the people are going to elect me because I hold myself account to God. And if I do not hold myself accountable to God, then the American people will hold me accountable for not holding myself accountable. And that's where I stand on my accountability. So that's where I stand on my principles. And that's where I'm getting at. I'm not for arming the border and shooting people in the river. I'm not for mistreating people and slamming their face in the dirt. I'm not for that. You understand? God loves humanity more than he loves the dirt you're shoving their face into and whose name is on the deed. So, as president, I would rule the nation with whatever power I had to be the most, Lord willing, righteous president we've ever had. Now, that's a hard thing to do, but that's going to be my goal. My goal is going to be to look at this situation and say, how would God be pleased for me to handle this? And so this is how I'm telling you, Governor Abbott. I would be asking for volunteers all over America, and I would be diverting resources to help those people get those resources to your wall. I would not tax the poor to get this done. The poor could voluntarily tax in my select-a-tax system. You need to look at my thing, my podcast. You know, just scroll around. You'll find it. Or you could call me. Again, anybody can call me. My cell phone number is 803-275-7216. I don't plan on changing it for the sake that it's been in these podcasts from the get-go. And anybody listening to any podcast, I want to be able to hit that number. So Lord willing, it'll exist as long as God says it will exist. So give me a call. Give me a text. This is where I stand, Governor Abbott, and I want you to know, if you want leadership that will stand with you, I will stand with you without compromising what I believe in, which means I will help you build a wall if the American people say, hey, let's do it. If the steel giants of America say, hey, I'm willing to pound steel into the ground to protect the interest of this nation. As long as you understand that as we pound them in the ground, we're going to be building gates, gateways with the highest technology possible, the highest defense system possible, to take every identification marker we can to ensure that those who are entering this nation and who want to do so quickly, okay, we'll give an option. I'm not even saying that everybody that comes to America has to have their eyeball scanned, DNA scanned, fingerprints, blood sample. I'm not saying that. I'm saying these quick entry ports. These people who say, look, I've got nothing to hide, and I don't care if you know who I am. I need to survive, and America offers me hope, and so I want to go that way, and I'm willing to put my fingers in ink, and I'm willing to take a shot of blood. I'm willing to open up my eyes and take a scan. I'm willing to get some vaccines. Now, I'm not talking about every vaccine because I'm not for forcing people on that either. But I would like to make it available if they haven't had a vaccine for smallpox or the chicken pox or, you know, the stuff that happens in America. You know, if you don't get it, maybe smallpox don't happen as much anymore, but it happens. These diseases happen. You know, so the known vaccines would be available. People can take them if they want to, not forced. But the identification markers will be forced. You understand? Like, that is where I'm at. I'm at building more of them across the entire border. And I am perfectly fine with building a wall as big as I talked about before. And in case you hadn't listened to that episode, I'm for building a wall that can house immigrants by the millions. I'm that big, that thick, that tall. I'm for building a wall that tanks could go two lanes coming and going. That thick, that big. I'm for building the wall with automated turrets, with military stations all over it. I'm for building a massive wall as long as it does not become an infringement or an impingement upon the poor of America. We have enough resources that we can allocate I mean, we send billions across the world so that we can fight Russia, that we can give Ukraine aid. When honestly, I just really feel like we're using Ukrainian bodies to stand against Russia. Like, I just, biblically, I don't see how we can keep funding it. You know, it's not our fight unless, quote, it is our fight, and we're just pretending like it isn't our fight. You know, and if it isn't our fight, if it's their fight, you know, the Bible says nobody goes to war unless somebody else pay on their own dime, you know? So why are we paying for it? You know, the best thing we should do is fly over there and say, hey, anybody who wants to get out of here because your country can't afford to fight, we don't want to spend no more money because we got better stuff to do. We got other worries than this border that's thousands of miles away. We got a border that's right here that we're having problems with, where drugs are coming across, where criminals are coming across, and employment does get affected because people are illegal immigrants and they can't risk getting caught. What I'm saying is, you don't have to risk getting caught. You just got to come through. Let me know who you are. I print you out everything you need. You tell me where you're planning on going. And because you're now a legal immigrant citizen, you don't have to hide in the shadows. You can take a regular job and get regular pay and use whatever talents and skills and the mind and the gifts that God has given to these immigrants as citizens in our country to make us better. Like, that's where I stand, okay? That's the balance for my immigration policy. Especially in this situation, this is what I'd be doing. I'd be standing with you, Governor Abbott. And I would be asking Americans to volunteer all the resources that they can. And let's say that a poor man has a whole yard full of scrap cars. And that scrap cars, those scrap cars are worth $100 a ton. Whatever the going rate is, whatever the highest going rate is in the nation, when I became president, right then, or right when this problem occurred, right then, I'm going to double it for every scrapper if you will bring your steel to Texas. And you keep your mileage, you will get reimbursed. All you got to do is get online, say, I'm a scrapper. Here's my address. Here's my yard. Take pictures. Smash as much stuff as horrible. Save as much stuff that is classic. I'm talking about even down to trim on the most beautiful cars where the whole car is rusted. We will say, hey, I'll give you the scrap value, double the scrap value of that car to save that windshield, to save that bumper, to save that, so that we can revive the beautiful work of our nation and bring back old classic cars without having to use new metal. We'll update them to EPA standards. You know, the government, this is something I want to do personally. I want to bring it back, and I want to, honestly, I want to build them by giving people money around the country who have shops to rebuild these things in their local area so that we're not paying transport fees. And we're rebuilding these cars. And then as good as we can get them rebuilt, we auction them off. And that money goes towards, oh, I don't know, poverty or the national debt. Something we need. Feed homeless, hungry people. You know, these. And then let's say that someone didn't restore it that good, but somebody else bought it. And that guy's like, hey, Mr. President, I bought this car. You certified it as a Class B restoration. I would like to restore it to Class A. And I'd be like, sure, here's the money to do so. You know, put in your time, restore it. Because if someone is willing to do that, they know that it's going to get auctioned. Okay? So what we will do is we offer to pay to compensate the time to get it to Class A restoration. We auction it again. Again, those proceeds go to pay off the amount it took to get the car to Class A, and then the rest goes into, you know, like I said, helping some poor people, paying off some national debt, freeing the nation from the bondages that hold it to the ground and that crumble its foundation. That is what my plan is. So I want immigrants. I want legal immigrants. I want people to understand who have a problem with immigrants taking things from the system when they're not citizens, to understand that if you are natural born, for instance, okay, let's just throw some instance numbers. If you are a natural born citizen and the general American tax is 10%, the general citizen tax is 10%. Your native born citizen will be 5%, which will decrease by 1% for every decade you are a citizen. Until at the age of 50, you pay no taxes. No personal taxes. Okay? Businesses are going to pay taxes if I'm president. Corporations are going to pay taxes. I'm taxing the rich. Okay? But if you look at my tax policy, you'll see that I only want to tax the rich as long as we have homelessness and people living in poverty. As soon as we lift the nation out of that, all my wealth taxes, my rich people taxes, they just stay on the books, but they don't do nothing because we don't need them. You see? But that's the PHRT tax, the poverty, homelessness, and rapid relief tax. So, you know, everything that helps people during storms, that also comes out of that same wealth tax. It's taxing the wealthy, the businesses, the corporations, those who can afford to pay for that kind of stuff in this nation to keep it going are the ones I'm charging, right? So that's who I'd be asking right now, Mr. Abbott, all you rich guys in Texas that got a bunch of oil money, buy some steel. Give some free gas to people who are coming down from Montana with a truckload of smashed cars to line up against a wall. Give the gas money for all of the people who are going to bring recycling that can't be recycled, like milk jugs and stuff, all the unrecyclable recycling, to stuff inside of cars before we smash them, so that we have even more integrated stability and impact. Now, like I said, engineers can test this, but impact resistance. Because we'll have steel reinforced and then something to absorb the impact. So to me, I think it would work. I could be totally wrong. I'm not an engineer. But it seems like it would work, and it'd be a good way to get rid of a bunch of trash. We could build a wall with it, instead of putting it in landfills. Strategic trash. I'm talking recycling that can't be recycled. Not baby diapers full of doo-doo type of garbage that's at the dump. You understand? Like, I'm talking strategic materials. But anyways, Governor Abbott, this message is really for you and anybody else who's listening to this type of situation. You know, I would be standing with you. I would be having anybody, I'd be calling for volunteers to stand with you militarily. I would have commands, at the very least, for non-lethal ammunition. It would be, you know, if my policies weren't in effect yet, where we could just get people into a gate, you know, what we would do is they come across, we give them a 3-strike rule. You come over, we catch you coming over 3 times illegally, you are not allowed to come over legally. Now, I just came up with that, but that sounds fair to me. If my laws are in effect where you can just come through one of our 500 bridges, 500 gateways across the southern border of the United States, I think that's fair. I'm giving you no reason to sneak in. If you're a criminal and we know about you, you know, that'd be the only reason to sneak in. You see? Because family members who live here could immediately be like, hey, Mijo, come to America. President Bradshaw said, all you got to do is scan your fingers, let them scan your eyes, take a blood sample. And they'll help you get to me. And we have the UBI here in America. He doesn't tax the poor. He only taxes the rich. And he will help you become successful. You understand? That extra 10% that the immigrants pay for is going to be the only tax on the poor that go to the poor. They are going to contribute to their own benefits. This is a requirement of the immigrant citizens of America. I'm sharing in that burden by not charging them at the point of use. But you come across, you get legal, you become a legal citizen of America, an immigrant citizen with a 7-year trial period. Be a good citizen. You know, maybe you're coming over as a grandma and you're not going to have to file no taxes, right? Because you ain't got no working to do. You know, you're just coming over because your son wants to take care of you. He's a citizen of America. He might be an immigrant citizen of America. And he's like, Mom, come over here. I'll take care of you. Don't worry. In 7 years, you'll be a citizen just for being a good grandma and being a good citizen. You're not doing any crimes. No, she don't have to pay no taxes. Yes, she can go to the hospital. I'm answering questions you might have for me. But the poor are not going to be the ones paying for it. You understand? When we bring immigrants to this nation to make our nation stronger, better, employers now have new force that they can plan with. Because they now know, hey, there is X amount of thousand legal citizens coming across the border every day looking for jobs. And when they come across, they fill out applications of all the skills that they have. And those applications and their identifications are put into a system that goes out nationally to anybody looking for laborers that they have to pay fairly. But here's something that I want to, I just want to change certain things about the way we tax people. And I want God to look down and say, hey, this nation is fair and just. It loves mercy and it walks humbly before God. And the only way that it can be that way is if the leadership is that way. And that's my job. You know, the time that God puts me in office, 24, 28, it doesn't matter to me. But whenever he does, whenever America's in dire need of a man that I will be, a man who serves God with all that he knows how to do, will lead this nation and place the leadership of this nation in right standing with him without compromise. That's where I stand, folks. Governor Abbott, that's where I stand. This is Matthew Embry Bradshaw, the POTUS of 2020, the next president.